Now, here's what's happening. Prior to being called Memorial Day, this federal holiday was called Decoration Day. We're going to check in now with Peter Drummy from the Massachusetts Historical Society for a little background. And, of course, there's always a Marshfield thread in these stories. And would love to welcome you again to talk on this day. How are you today?
Very well, Christine.
I'm delighted to have you. Now, it was Decoration Day. Now, this primarily started, was it to remember those who died in the Civil War?
Yes, it starts, some people argue it starts even before the Civil War is over. This is in the country. It becomes an important holiday for Union veterans of the Civil War. But there's a feeling in the South, a Southern woman decorated the graves of Confederate dead with flowers while the war was still going on. And there's good evidence that free black people celebrated both emancipation, but also commemorated Union dead in Charleston, South Carolina, in May of 1865, so right away. So this idea caught on, and the idea in the naming of it, Decoration Day, means as a soldier's memorial, decorating the graves of fallen soldiers.
Now, in all these South Shore towns around here, many of them have monuments to those who passed away or were killed during the Civil War, and it always amazes me how small these towns are and how many people actually died in the Civil War.
Well, we'll just think of Marshfield and Marshfield Hill Cemetery. The monument isn't erected until quite a while after the war. It isn't unveiled until 1895, but the population of Marshfield through the end of the 19th century is only about 1,800. So having 21 names on the monument would be like having several hundred people from Marshfield killed in a recent war today. The population is simply so small at that time. And that's true of all these coast towns, starting with Halifax, the first town to have one of these monuments, and there's sort of an archaeology of them. The first ones look like miniature, say, Washington monuments or Bunker Hill or with an eagle at the top. And then they're followed, like in Marshfield, the ones made later in the 1880s and 90s are bronze or zinc statues of soldiers standing at rest, their service done. And finally, this takes a long time. Finally, the Cohasset has a war memorial that dates from 2006 and is a modern memorial and quite different in character from these other ones elsewhere. But this is where each year, right up to the present, people would gather. But this idea of putting flowers on graves or at monuments is very powerful, and made Memorial Day really in a town like Marshfield perhaps second only to the 4th of July or Thanksgiving as an annual day of remembrance.
Wow, we appreciate you sharing that bit of history with us. I had no idea about all these local monuments.
And just remember, one more person, and that's Martha Seaver, whose name is on the monument in Kingston. She's a nurse in the Civil War who dies of disease, of influenza, in 1864. But she may be the only woman on a Civil War monument in Massachusetts.
Wow, we appreciate that. You always have such good information for us and historical footnotes. Again, that's Peter Drummy from the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
You too. We'll be back after this.